Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let's go. Do we go primetime music? Do we go
888-957-9570?
Let's get through the schedule, baby. Let's go, Roasters. Chime in. Toughest game. Trap game, toughest stretch. What game you going to? Did you book a flight to Miami already? Because I'm trying to see how I'm going to figure this out. Dwayne Fontana, shout out to Dwayne Fontana. He said that's a men's trip. Really? 3 days before Christmas? You think I'm going to be able to get away from Anna and Baby Chance 3 days before Christmas during Warrior season?
Oh my God. I don't know.
I got a text from Worldwide Hef yesterday. I didn't even want to reply to him.
God.
He goes, me, Ryan, and IMAC trying to go to Buffalo December 1st. I said, damn, Buffalo in the cold. I was wanting for that. It happened. Orchard Park. But let's start with Monday Night Football. The week one phenomenon between Aaron Rodgers, Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan, Robert Saleh, Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams against Bosa. Oh, give it to me. J-E-T-S, Jets, coming to Levi's in week number one. Oh, I love it. I love it. Let me tell you, folks. I have this, Shasky, because I want you to get in here. This is just win by all means necessary. This is going to be physical. It's going to be hard-hitting. It's going to be a chess match between the former DC and the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan. Brock Purdy gets Aaron Rodgers. Knowing that Jared Goff just got $170 million guaranteed and every snap means something for Brock this season. There's money. Look, the stock market at every snap. He throws a pick. Oh, stock down. He throws a touchdown. Stock up. That's 171. Oh, that's 158. Well, that's 180. This is a gotta have a game. Just win by any means necessary. Go to 1-0. Going into Minnesota.
Just win, baby.
So, you know how they have like an honorary team captain to, you know, do the coin toss?
Oh, I know where you're going.
Every single week.
I know where you're going.
Why? Where do you think I'm going?
She's going Garrison Hurst.
No.
Oh.
No. No, I'm inviting the heads of Moderna and Pfizer to be there to meet Aaron Rodgers at the 50-yard line.
Just, oh, that's a big four right there.
Tell me that would not be hilarious. Tell me that would not be hilarious.
That's a five.
Dr. Fauci is like the head of the coin toss.
I did not see that curveball.
Come on, that would be so funny. And then you invite Trump. It's a tremendous coin flip.
I thought you were going to invite Kennedy. I thought Kennedy was going to be the guy.
Now you went too far. Now you went too far with the Trump thing. Nobody wants Trump in California.
A lot of shots. So many. Ponte.
We don't.
People are saying they're the greatest shots ever.
We lost the
Super Bowl. It was a great loss. I've never seen a loss any better. And then Windhorse. It's the most phenomenal loss in Super Bowl history.
Listen.
Come on, that was funny.
No, it was funny as hell, too. You got the Trump. I don't laugh at so because guys are terrible human beings. Anyway. But there was a great shot thing with Aaron. I didn't see that. I thought you were going Garrison Hurst, 98-yard touchdown, week one, 1998, the Glenn Foley game. With Glenn Foley, the New York Jets, with Keyshawn Johnson, and Wayne Corbett was up 31-17. The Steve Young company, or no, they were up in that game. The Steve Young company had to come back and win that game in overtime with Garrison Hurst with the big 98-yard run. I thought you were talking about bringing G. Hurst back to Levi's. Right,
putting that on Shasky's highlight reel. That was a great one.
That was a good one. Dude, we got to, you know. I try not to go political.
He was so excited. Garrison Hurst? No.
I thought he was going Garrison Hurst.
No.
He went
not even close.
I forgot COVID was even a thing.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, I forgot COVID was even a thing. We're so
Come
far
on,
away from COVID.
It would be so funny.
We're so far away from COVID.
Yeah, I know, but that's why we should laugh.
I'm going to leave it alone.
Well, we're still getting emails about it in the company. So
I'm going to leave it alone. SK, shout out to Sarah Kawaguchi, who's battling COVID-19 right now. Our very own SK, who works here at Odyssey.com. All right, week number two. Trying to find.
So to me, this is the most boring game on the schedule. By far. The Minnesota Vikings. Sam Darnold.
First of all.
At least if it was J.J. McCarthy later in the year, I could live with it.
All right.
To me, I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm just saying, there's a lot of great games on the schedule. Week two against Minnesota is just not one of them.
No. See, you got this all wrong. You got this. The most boring game on the schedule comes in week number four, the New England Patriots. That's the most boring game on the schedule. Nobody cares about the Patriots anymore. Kendrick Bourne, the return of Kendrick Bourne. Ooh, we're so excited. The only thing I'm excited about in week four is that we
don't ever talk about the Patriots like that.
Well, you know what the Patriot game is for me. No. It's the game I'm selling tickets.
Yeah, see, it's the most boring game on the schedule. The only thing I'm excited about week four with the Patriots is that we get to talk to Jermaine Wiggins from WEEI in Boston.
Yeah.
That's the most exciting part. Let me tell you about week two. First of all, it's a short week. A very physical, body bag type of game on Monday Night Football at Levi's Stadium. But week two, you come out the tunnel, Debo's got the boom box, the flags are waving, and all you hear is, ooh, 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 and you're saying, oh, dear God. Can we even get a snap off? Delay game, holding, and then it's the Purple People Eaters, and then it's John Randall, and then it's Sam Darnold seeing ghosts, but he's throwing touchdown passes to Justin Jefferson. It's Justin Jefferson. Who's going to guard him? Oh, what about who's my guy, Jordan Addison, who scored the touchdown before halftime that basically sealed the fate of Steve Wilkes? He basically coached the last 3 months as a dead man walking because of that Minnesota game. It's a short week, early start, 10 o'clock. They're going to be fired up. Who's Minnesota's first game? Let me look at my schedule grid here. I got the schedule grid.
Fighting
Minnesota's
for Kevin
first
O'Connell.
Game. Their first game's at the New York Giants. Now, they may drop that game. Home openers are tough. This is the trap game of all trap games. Week number two. You say it's boring.
Trap game.
You say it's boring.
I don't even believe him.
No,
it's
you better believe
this
it.
Guy took 2 days off and came back a new man.
Dude, I'm telling you.
The cold meds are still kind of out of work.
It's unbelievable. This guy's Sudafed out of his mind over here.
I'm so drunk.
And he's
up.
Like, these takes are brought to you by Benadryl.
I'm so drunk up. It's so fun. I wish I could do this every single day. Doing this show on drugs is so fun. Listen.
Benadryl Bonte.
Week two.
For the kids out there that are driving to school.
Do not
Bonte
do drugs.
Is not doing
drugs.
Doing medication because he's been a little under the weather.
There you go. Pedialyte kids. I don't do drugs. Can't do drugs doing this job. You can't function. Week two trap game. I'm telling you, man. Vikings, that's a trap game. All right. Moving on to week three.
We're just going to go right through. Let's go.
This is what we do, right?
This is what you do, and I'm along for the ride.
All right, you're like, we got Edward to San Jose.
I'm Tupac. You're Suge Knight. You're driving. I might get taken out.
You might get taken out here.
The boss.
Because we got Hollywood in week three.
Hey, Joe.
Hollywood.
This is my problem with this particular matchup. I want to go to L.A. at a time when it's a little colder here in the Bay. So September's like the best time in the Bay, September, October. I don't like these early season trips to L.A.
By the way, we'll ask Chris Rose about that at 8 o'clock. Chris Rose is going to join us, our boy for Job Boy Media, at 8 o'clock. I love Chris Rose. We talk Giants. We talk football. We talk a little bit of everything. Listen, man, you could do the day trip to L.A. I love the day trips to L.A. You fly in the morning, get to SoFi. Mm-hmm. You fly out at night, get your butt home by Sunday night. This is a perfect schedule, but it's a division game. This is huge. Remember last year, week two, right? Week two. Tough game. Big drive before halftime.
They go for it on fourth down.
He gutted it out.
Yes,
gutted it out in that game. Had to miss Thursday Night Football against the Giants. McVay and company are locked and loaded. This is a huge fist fight. Divisional battles. And you know what I say, Spadoni, Love, and Sasky. Division games are just different. This is one of those. I'm going to just say division game, and you know what that means. This is Miami, Florida State. This is Michigan, Ohio State. This is UW
Giants,
in Oregon.
Dodgers.
This is USC. No, this ain't Giants, Dodgers. So that is outside of the hell right now. Listen, man, I'm telling you, this is a divisional game that you do not want to overlook. You got to have it before you play the Patriots.
Is this the team that you view today as the biggest threat to the Niners in the division.
Absolutely.
I mean, absolutely. You're burying the lead, Bonte. Jimmy Garoppolo v. Kyle Shanahan.
Wouldn't that be something?
That would worry me.
He comes into that game like Brock Purdy for an injured Matt Stafford.
Hey, dude.
This doesn't look back.
This is wild.
God, he's so Hollywood.
But isn't he serving a suspension at this time?
Oh, no. It's two games. So he'll be there for the third one.
Jimmy Garoppolo, season debut. By the way, Dwayne
Cooper
Montana.
Cooper Kupp wears 10, so what number is he rocking?
Who knows?
I'll look that up.
Maybe he goes number two.
The Jimmy G return game.
Why would you go there?
I can't believe
it. What is wrong with you, horny dude? Dwayne Fontana.
Wait, what number did you say he's wearing?
69.
Oh, God.
Where's his mind at? Kids. You guys. Hey, kids listening. Do not Google 69, okay? Yeah, grow up.
We're a 77-win team, dude, if all things go right.
Got my flight to Minnesota. That's from Dwayne Fontana. He's going to Minnesota week two. He knows it's a trap game. It's a big game in Minnesota. U.S. Bank Stadium. What did they call it? They call it U.S. Bank Stadium, right? All right. Moving on week four, the most boring game of the schedule. Just win. Right? The Patriots game?
Just win.
You cannot lose this game. They suck, all right?
Just win, baby.
So, I'm looking here, Shasky. Quarter of the season, right? Four games.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did I'll just say 3-1. 3-1. How does that sound after four games?
Yeah, sounds about right. I think so. You know, they're going to lose one of these games early on. They kind of always do, it feels like, outside of the 2019 season. So, yeah, I like 3-1. I think that game against the Jets is a coin flip because you want to face the Jets later in the year. Mm-hmm. Early in the year, they're going to be healthier. You know, like, I don't know where Aaron Rodgers is going to be at. I think him returning from the Achilles is the biggest question mark. You should beat Minnesota. You should beat New England.
All right, so there we go. Like I'm telling you, man, if you lose... You lose that Jets game, you got to go to short week Minnesota. The trap gets bigger. That cheese on the mousetrap, it's a little thicker there. I'm telling you, that Minnesota game concerns me. I don't know why it concerns me so much.
Jimmy G wearing number 11 for the Rams.
That's nasty. Well, no, number 11 is a great number, actually. Shout out Johan Thomas. Four interceptions.
For quarterbacks?
Yeah, number 11 is not bad. I like number 11.
Alex Smith? Brian Brohm?
I think of Johan Thomas.
I think Carson Wentz wore 11 for a period of time.
Yeah. You know who Johan Thomas is?
Oh, yeah.
You know Johan?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
City guy?
Yeah.
How you know Johan?
Football?
Yeah. Four interceptions Turkey Day. For the Washington Eagles. We beat Galileo 15-14. Shout out Johan.
Yeah, but he didn't have a quarterback. State. It's not a good quarterback.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
Here's so like a wide receiver number to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's Jimmy Garoppolo.
Who is the best number? Anyway, keep going.
All right. So, week five, Cardinals. See the new look, Kyler Murray. Marvin Harrison Jr. Maserati Marv. Week five, at home, division game. You cannot see. Here's the problem with these two games with the Patriots and Cardinals. It's a classic look ahead. It's a classic look ahead to Seattle on a short week of Thursday Night Football. So this Cardinals game in Week 5, October 6, 1 o'clock, 105. It's not even a 125 window. You know, it's the 105 window because they think the game just doesn't match up with the marquee games. It's 105. Let's go ahead and start this one up. Morning games are still going on. But Kyler and company come to Levi Stadium with Maserati Marv. And everybody's going to overlook them. Niner fans on the show, we're all be talking about like, oh, it's just the Cardinals. Let's just talk about Warriors training camp that week. That's what's going to happen. And I'm going to tell you guys, these guys are going to come in with these all-white uniforms and get it in company. They've had a hell of a draft. They've had a hell of a 2 years. They're selling out tickets down there in Glendale, Arizona. You cannot look over the Arizona Cardinals. This is a classic look-ahead game for the 49ers.
The Cardinals are essentially what I would call the lava lamp team. They're a shapeshifter. If you told me they went to the playoffs, I'd believe you. If you told me they were a top five pick drafting, I'd believe you. I don't know what to make of them.
Yeah, I know.
It's just, I don't know what to make of
you
them.
You know what? You
got classic lava lamp team.
Lava lamp team, look ahead game, because a short week you're on the road to Seattle to see the Seahawks
this
for the first
is a big
time.
One. New coach, big one. No Pete Carroll. What's Geno Smith going to do? He hasn't beaten you. Brock has not lost an NFC West game.
Wow. Wow.
Those are the facts.
Wow.
Has not lost an NFC West game. And the last two times he went up into Seattle, he had some unbelievable work in primetime games.
Primetime. And this is another primetime game. Thursday Night Football. We have to fly up for that one too, Shasky.
That one is sexy. I'm feeling that.
That is 5:15 Thursday Night Football.
I'm feeling that.
And it sets up.
I like that.
And you know what?
Maybe we broadcast Friday from Seattle. Spend the weekend there.
You don't even worry about it. I do like that. I do like that idea.
You like that?
Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that.
Softy Mahler letting us into his studio.
Oh, I love that. Dick Fan. What's his name? The Softy and Dick Show.
I know. I love the way you just.
The Softy and Dick Show.
You're on fire KJR. This morning.
Listen,
it's unreal.
Listen, so we're through week six. We're through the first six games of the season. Then you got 10 days off. And you get ready for a team that's been a nemesis. That's been a thorn in the backside of our behind ever since Kyle Shanahan got the job with the San Francisco 49ers. That's the team we just saw in Las Vegas.
I hate them more than the Dodgers currently.
Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs, October 20th, 1:25 p.m., Fox Sports, Tom Brady, Kevin Burkhardt. Mahomes is coming back to Levi Stadium. The last time he played in Levi Stadium, he had one of the five greatest quarterback performances I've ever seen in my life.
Here's the problem.
I have a six-pack. It's just under the dad bod.
Here's the problem with this matchup. I want to win the game. But it doesn't erase any sting whatsoever of all the Super Bowl losses to them. It just doesn't. I'm sorry. I want to win the game. And I guess for them psychologically to get over the hump and beat them, it means something. But until you beat Kansas City at the end, it just sucks. It like really sucks. Because like the Philly game last year was satisfying. But at the end of the day, you didn't win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And neither did they. So it's like, I love these redemption games, and we hype them up, but it's not the end-all, be-all. And I'm not trying to poo-poo it. I'm just saying, like, it just sucks.
So, Shanahan and Lynch, I think they need this game.
Why?
They need this game like Steve Young and the 49ers needed that game against the Cowboys the last time they won the Super Bowl.
Interesting.
They needed that regular season game in which they won 21-14. It was ugly. It was nasty. They just needed to know mentally, we can beat this team. We can have our day against this team. They have not had their day against Kansas City. The second year Kyle Shanahan, Jimmy Garoppolo tears his ACL week three. They got blown out in Arrowhead Stadium. All right? Blown out. Then you see him in Super Bowl 54 in Miami. We know how that went down, 3rd and 15. And the rest is history. Jimmy overthrowing Emmanuel Sanders. You can't block anybody. Chris Jones is blocking every pass. You can't do anything. Yeah, so you go to 0-2. Then, of course, a couple of years ago, Levi Stadium, I had to work at NBC that night. You saw it with your grandpa. It was one of the five greatest performances I've ever seen from a quarterback.
I think it was the last game my dad went to with my grandpa and me and my brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And he saw Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
So go away. Great way to go out. If you're going to go, if this is going to be the last football game, might as well be that one because he put on the show.
One of the best performances I've ever seen.
Then we know what happened in Las Vegas. So that's week seven against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Niners may be 4-2 or 5-1 heading to that game. That to me, Shasky. And you're going to love this. It's got to have it, game. It got to have it for the mentals. It doesn't matter. The next week against the Cowboys, We might lose that game on Sunday Night Football.
No, we're not losing the Cowboys. No, we're not losing the Cowboys.
Listen,
I do not fear them at all.
You're right about that. They're not losing to the Cowboys.
Come on. A one-dimensional team beating the Niners?
Kansas City Chiefs?
Not going to happen.
If they lose to the Kansas City Chiefs, I can see them going to the Sunday Night Football against the Cowboys like, damn, we got to play the Cowboys. And you got the bye week right after that. This Chiefs game, you got to have it. You got to have the Chiefs game. I'm trying to lose it to them. You got to beat Andy Reid and Travis Kelce. They're going to come out there in their red pants and their white jerseys and their AFL patch, and they're going to feel so good. There's going to be so many Chiefs fans in their red stadium. Whitley St. Journal's going to be in her Mahomes jersey talking her talk. Everybody out there is going to be feeling like, oh, this is going to be doom and gloom. I'm telling you, Shasky, for the Mitchells of the Bay Area, for the Mitchells of the Niner fans, you got to have that game against Kansas City and Levi's. I don't care how you get it done. I don't care if you got to knock Patrick Mahomes out with a hit late on the sideline. You got to do what you got to do. Now, dump that because I'm kidding there. I don't want him. I don't want him to get hurt. But you get what I'm saying. You got to win against Kansas City. Because if you do beat him in it, because then if you win Kansas City, Shasky, here's my mindset here.
Dump that.
You beat Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
You get to the NFC Championship game. There's no more Bonds Hill walking around saying, ah, I don't care about Kansas City. Get to the Super Bowl, play them in New Orleans. Now I'm feeling good about that. You got to win Kansas City Week 7. You got to have that game, Shasky.
When do you want to play them on the schedule if you're forced to play them? Early, middle, or late?
It's just middle. It's right here.
I know.
Right before the Cowboy game.
I think it's the optimal time.
And you get 10 days off before them.
Yes. I don't want to allow Andy Reid opportunity at the beginning of the year to be game planning for you all offseason. So I don't want to play them early in the schedule. And I don't want to play them late when they're synced up.
Oh, this is not fair. I don't even know if I want to do the schedule talk anymore. This is not fair. I'm looking at the schedule grid. And the Chiefs have a bye week before they play the Niners.
Break the narrative.
I think it was at the Seahawks, the Cowboys, the Chiefs, and there's one other team. Let me grab it.
Might be the Lions. All have bye weeks.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Take over today. Come on, man. They gave Andy Reid 2 weeks to get ready for us after the Super Bowl. They get 10 days. They get 2 weeks off. Now that just triggers me. You got to have this Chiefs game. Shanahan, Lynch,
guys,
Purdy. I'm losing my mind right now. You got to beat the Chiefs Week 7. You got to have that game. You got to have it. You got to have it mentally. It means something to Debo. Debo's never beat the Chiefs.
I don't think this is even the toughest stretch of the season.
It's not.
Chiefs, Cowboys. I don't. I really don't.
All right.
So I know we got Week 10 against the Bucs, Week 11 against Seattle.
Whoa.
But to me, this is the right here. 11, 12, 13 are this is the sweet spot in the schedule. If you were looking for what are the 49ers, the 2024 version, and is this a team that's going to go back to the Super Bowl or not? We'll know. Week 11, 12, and 13. They have to go 2-1 over this stretch. You play Seattle at home. You go to Lambeau. You go to Buffalo. And these are late in the year. You got Thanksgiving weekend, week 12. And then you got first week of December in Buffalo. These are big time games. You get to face Josh Allen again, who we know dismantled you last time he played you, on the road. There's probably going to be the elements. I want to see Brock Purdy play in the evening in the elements in Buffalo. You've got the setting. I mean, it's going to be incredible. The week before, Lambeau Field, do I need to say enough? Jordan Love, his redemption game. And before that, Seattle at home, you got to handle business. I think that's the sweet spot in the schedule.
No, it is a tough schedule. I mean, so you get the Chiefs, Cowboys, Sunday football. We're all going to be at these games. This is electric. Electric. Six primetime games. You get the bye week. Tampa Bay. Again, you're coming off the bye week, you're going to Tampa. But Tampa, hey, Baker Mayfield a couple
playoff
of games.
Playoff team that won a game.
Hey, and they were close to getting to that NFC Championship, and they get the Niners all they could handle.
Yes, that
Stadium.
Was a closer game than we all
exactly.
wanted.
Exactly. So that's not going to be easy down in Tampa Bay, that humidity in Florida. Oh, it's going to be nasty. You mentioned Seattle at home, and you mentioned the Packers and the Bills. I'm very interested to see what Jordan Love and company looks like. And then you go to Buffalo, Orchard Park. See my boy Keon Coleman, Josh Allen. But you're right. That schedule, after the bye week, you play four times outside the Pacific time zone. You're on the East Coast four times. Basically, I mean, Green Bay, Wisconsin, go to Buffalo. And the Niners will probably stay overnight in Youngstown, Ohio, or somewhere during that trip going to Green Bay and Buffalo.
And the Bills are the other team that is coming off a bye week to play the Niners. So it's the Chiefs, the Cowboys, Seattle, the Week 11 edition, and the Bills coming off a bye. The Niners face a team coming off the bye four times. That's the most in the NFL.
The NFL is ruthless. Well, man.
But and the other thing Colts is like Buffalo playing them in week 13 allows Keon Coleman and their other young receivers to kind of get themselves familiarized, and they'll be a different version of their team come week 13. I have big pictures on the entire schedule, and I'll tell you when you're done. Keep rolling. We are week 14.
No, we are week 14. All right, Packers, Bills. We might have to go to Lambeau this year.
That's the one I like.
I kind of like the Lambeau field trip. I do like the Buffalo trip as well. We'll see about that. Week 14, Chicago Bears.
See, I think this is really intriguing. You had a rookie quarterback toward the end of the year. Maybe he's feeling himself. Maybe Chicago's in contention. I think this is a very, very fun matchup.
You know what? Edward in San Jose thinks so as well. Edward, get in here. He thinks Niners-Bears is a very sleepy game. Roma Dudze.
I agree with him.
Keenan Allen.
I think it's the best matchup. I think it's the best matchup, best primetime game. It should have been a primetime game. I'm telling you right now, week 14, it's going to be the best matchup because you got that Niners defense and you got that young emerging offense of the Bears. And, you know, you got, like y'all said, you know, Caleb Williams coming in at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And they already have no division game until week 10. So that has way more enough time to get himself with the confidence, right, and all those weapons. I think the Chicago is going to be scary this year. And you know what? They're not a team to mess with this year. Ooh. I think they even have a chance to even win the division. That's a hard statement to say with those. NFC North might be the hardest division in the conference.
Edward, I like where your head's at. I think Chicago, that defense is legit. That's going to be a tough game. The schedule's tough, man. The NFL schedule, man. It's just so much parity. Then you got the short week. Got to play the Bears. You got a short week against the Rams. At home.
This one is one that I think is a really tough matchup. You let your foot off the gas a little against Chicago, you could lose that game. And then you got the Rams staring you and McVay. Short matchup. He knows you better than anyone. You're going to go passing game because that's what the Rams do. But you're going to even do more so on a short rest. You know, where is the Niner defense going to be at come week 15?
I don't know.
Where's that secondary going to be at?
Because then you get 10 days to get ready for the Miami Dolphins in South Beach, Florida.
Another elite passing attack.
Oh, my gosh. And they just added Odell Beckham Jr.
And then I would say after that Dolphin game, it's one of the best games on the schedule. Detroit Lions again.
Monday night football.
I mean, that's, come on.
Jared Goff.
Come on. Come on.
Then you end the season in Arizona.
The man who has $200 million now in a contract, even though he's been paid $100 million before that, and the guy Brock Purdy looking for a $200 million contract.
Right now, I would say 10-7. Niners, 10-7.
Oh, my God.
Could be 11-6.
Can I see what their defense looks like?
I mean, I know. Can I find out
where Dreamland was at?
I'm just doing it because everybody does it when the schedule gets released.
What did I say last year?
My predictions will change.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't even remember what
that's my point.
I just said the Niners. I know what I did say last year. Niners are going to end up in Las Vegas. I didn't know if they're going to lose a damn game.
I think this is one of the hardest schedules I can remember for the Niners. And my big takeaway as we're looking at this, and again, to me, there are three games that I'm circling if I'm a road fan, a Niner, like I go on the road with the Niners, right, if I'm one of those that I would be intrigued to go to. And I would love to hear from somebody else. Buffalo at Buffalo. That's like prime time. To me, that's monster. That Thursday night in Seattle, just because I love Seattle as a city and I think it's a great environment, I would love to do that one. And then at Lambeau?
I've never been there.
Come on.
That might be the bucket list.
Now, my other big takeaway looking at the
Miami, you don't think about Miami?
Of course I always think about Miami.
Well, you can't say that out loud.
Ocean Drive?
You can't say that out loud.
Eating lobster? I always think about Miami.
Dwayne Fontana has changed his suit. He's talking about booking flights
now
in Minnesota.
Closed Wet Willies?
He hasn't said anything about Miami. I think his wife may have been listening to the show.
But my big takeaway is I look at this schedule and I say to myself, in years past, I was fearing all the quarterbacks and quarterback, because we had the lesser of the quarterback in a lot of these matchups. I think Brock fares pretty well if we're looking at all these quarterbacks that are going to be coming in and where he's at, because that's how a lot of casual bettors, who has the better quarterback, right? That's why Mahomes is going to get bet in a lot of things. Oh. Week one against Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
I think it's closer than people want to admit.
Especially at this age. We don't know where Rodgers is at. They do have Garrett Wilson.
Nobody's taking Sam Darnold over Brock Purdy. Nobody.
There's some people who thought Sam Darnold should get a shot after a three-game losing streak. Speaking of shots, I mean,
no. McVay and Stafford versus Purdy and Shanahan. I like that matchup for Purdy and Shanahan.
So you think your top three road games are travel if you're one of those fans? You said Buffalo, Seattle, and Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. Because I want to go to an iconic venue and or an iconic experience. Right. And in my mind, I'm thinking about it this way. As the snow is flurrying down in Buffalo, you're partying in the tailgate section.
I didn't want to be there.
With all of those diehard Bills Mafia people. That would be freaking awesome.
That would. Anthony Slater, remember he joined us? He was going to that Dolphins game. That was cold. Hell of an experience.
I can't see him. Yeah, I can't see him face planting into a folding chair.
I don't think I'm doing that. Are you doing that?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.